Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 623.5, up 2.25. December, 636, up 3.25. Soft September wheat, 527.25, up 2.75. December, 550.75, up 2. September corn, 359.5, down 3/4. December, 367.25, down 1. March, 379.25, down 1. July, 395, down 1. August soybeans, 1197.75, now 98 even, up 14. November, 1067.75, up 10. August soybean meal, 389.30, up 7.50. August soybean oil, 35.94, up a penny. August live cattle, 155.30, down 65. August feeders, 215, down 102.5. And August lean hogs are 124.57.5, and they are limit down. That's down $3.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Another day, and the air slowly continues to leak out of harvest corn and soybean contracts. New contracts lows on both, although we've come up off of the floor a little bit in the beans today.
Yes, we have. You know, it's got to be very disappointing to anybody who is looking for a big bounce coming out of the fact that the Ukrainians had two military jets get shot down, you know, overnight last night, you know, and I believe that that's what gave us the bounce on the overnight, and perhaps that's what's supporting beans. You know, today's the first day in the last seven business days that we haven't seen the USDA announce some type of sales, you know, for exports. You know, it's a tough one. It just is difficult. You know, each day you wait for the next shoe to drop. You know, you keep thinking something's going to happen to this crop somewhere along the line, but it just doesn't seem to be happening.
So, as I alluded to, we continue to make new contract lows, and there are some people thinking, well, if wheat could find a bottom, maybe corn could find a bottom too.
Yeah.
But there's no bottom in particularly this. You know, you're thinking, well, maybe the soft wheat, but this quality wheat tour surely says that the spring wheat is in good condition.
Well, it certainly does. And when you saw the, you know, the numbers coming out of North Dakota yesterday, you know, they're saying 48.3 bushels to the acre versus 43.3 last year and 42.9 on the five-year average. Wow. I was just going to say, you know, so if they're hoping for wheat to find a bottom, this is not going to be an easy thing to happen. You know, in general, it's, you know, you look across the world, and we don't have the major wheat problems that we had been having. The only hope we probably have is if something would severely inhibit export sales, you know, over in the Black Sea area. But who knows if that's going to happen or not.
And then we have the Done Tour going on, too. I have not seen day two results yet, although yesterday's day one in eastern Iowa and western Illinois were nothing short of wow.
Absolutely. I mean, that's on everything that I've read, that's all I've heard. You know, they're saying, you know, excellent to outstanding wherever they are. It's going to be interesting. You know, USDA will start their on-the-ground field surveys this month in next week.
Next week, right.
you know, it'll be a, everybody will be waiting to find out what that says, but we won't know that until the August supply demand report. At the very same time, you know, I think you got to keep your eyes peeled on the weather and what's going to happen with the weather. You know, it's not looking real threatening. The new 8 to 14 day, it looks like cooler than normal temperatures, you know, and maybe we might be a little short on rain, but when you look at the, you know, the topsoil moisture levels are really good and in most of the major states here. And so I don't know, you know, it couldn't be setting up to be a more perfect year in contrast to how many very difficult years we've had.
So with that in mind, with all this corn to market, what will certainly happen is every grain that you can cram into a silo will get crammed into a silo, I would imagine. And then there's this new tool. I saw this today, and it is something that they've been doing in Argentina for quite some time, and that is these huge polyurethane bags that are the size of a football field and about 10 feet in diameter, and they are being snapped up by U.S. farmers left and right, and in fact can't keep up with the demand. So some producers are saying, I'll pay the extra $6 to $8 a bushel for storage in the in these bags, plus the cost of the equipment, $60,000 to $160,000 to stuff them, and I will stare at the big companies and see who blinks first.
Oh yeah, there's no question about that. In fact, you know, I used to sell those bags, Dave, years ago. Very commonly used up in any dairy areas or any places like that, mostly, you know, for corn silage and high moisture corn and those types of things. We used to put corn in there in years when we had extremely large crops, and it's going to be interesting. It's still a management tool, so you know it's a great way to store grain, but it's also not the easiest thing to do when you're talking about using dry grain, because it's not really set up well for dry grain. We tried it when I owned the feed mill, and we had lots of problems. But at the very same time, you know, they've come a long way with a technology standpoint, and so I would agree with you. The only thing that concerns me is, okay, let's stare the big boys in the face, but we still got a lot of old crop to sell yet, you know, and so we've got to figure out a way to get rid of all of that too.
So basis is not going to get it done. I mean, and end users are in no hurry. They feel as though they're holding most of the cards at this point.
Well, I think they are, you know, and if you look back to, you know, the late 90s, we were the storage bin for the world. They didn't need to buy ahead. They just let us sit here and pay the storage costs, you know, if we didn't sell it to the elevator. And so I think, you know, we're moving back toward that same scenario if we do end up with an extremely large crop this year. So it's going to be a big change in mindset, and the hardest part is, you know, we're caught between these high rent costs. And we still had high input costs and everything else. It's not going to be an easy flip to make, let's just put it that way.
On the other hand, I think looking at beans, 10.71 and a quarter, of course, they have been significantly higher. But even at this level, I probably think they're worth protecting with a put.
I would agree 100%. In fact, I've done a lot of $11 puts on additional grain that people think they might have. Even going out and protecting 15 still makes sense when you look at this. If you look at 14, there's no reason to believe that if we do manage to fill out the pods that are out there and pull this out, and there's a lot of questions there, but, you know, risk management is about dealing with what may or may not happen. This could be a very good price. We could see a $10 price. We could see a $9.80 price. In fact, when you look technically, that's basically where it points to. And so we may not stay there forever, but at the very same time, we've got the Brazilians and the Argentinians still sitting on a lot of crop too. And that always makes it bad for us. So I would say definitely getting puts in place makes sense. Getting in the money puts on December 15 corn makes sense, because if you look at the technicals, you know, on the 14 corn, we could go to that 305, 302. I think it's 343, 325, 305 would be the projection based on the 2009 crop and how much we dropped when we had above the trend line yields, and then 302 is a technical. So, okay. You know, there's plenty of reason to protect yourself.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. December corn, 367 and a half, down 3/4. Novi beans, 1071, up 13 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.